Good morning, everyone. My title has changed slightly to better reflect the topic of my presentation. My title is actually Nitrogen Recommendation Differences Between Anhydrous Ammonia and Liquid Urea Ammonium Nitrate. So historically, looking at nitrogen recommendations, Ohio State, as well as many land-grant universities in our country, have taken more of a yield goal-based approach. The farmer will decide what kind of a yield he wants to achieve, whether that be through historical or through his own ambition. He tells us how much he wants to grow, and then we recommend to him how much nitrogen it takes to make that goal. Some consideration has also been placed on application timing. Is that fertilizer going to be applied during the fall, during the late fall, during the spring? Is there going to be a side dress or not? That is often taken into consideration when nitrogen recommendations are given. You can also consider soil type. Previous crop, did you plant wheat, soybeans, corn? What kind of a rotation system are you using? That will change your nitrogen recommendation often. Sometimes consideration is also given for soil nitrate levels, if especially either a spring nitrate or a in-season nitrate test, the application, the recommendation will change. Sometimes corn and nitrogen prices are also taken into consideration. But so far yet, at least in the state of Ohio, there has not been any consideration for your nitrogen source. What type of fertilizer are you using? But we are beginning to get away from a purely yield goal approach. Fertilizer prices, if you haven't noticed, are increasing. And so we want to not only help the farmer produce the most yield, but the most economic return on that nitrogen purchase. If you look at the red line on the top of the graph, that is the average yield response to nitrogen taken from the past 12 years from the studies conducted in our lab. That represents 130 site years of tests. 120 of those site years were in the last 6 years, and that is, on average, the nitrogen response curve for the state of Ohio from our various tests. But if you look at the green line, that shows the net return on nitrogen, looking at nitrogen costs, looking at corn prices, not just what yield the farmer is going to get, but what is the return on the nitrogen. So if you compare the red line to the green line, you can see that, let's see if my mouse works. Okay, your nitrogen rate that you would recommend is slightly lower if you consider the economics of your corn and your nitrogen. So because of that, nitrogen recommendations might decline in an effort to encompass the economic return. So then the question becomes, if we're going to give a lower nitrogen recommendation, do we now need to begin considering the nitrogen source? And historically and currently, there has been a bit of a transition. Less anhydrous ammonia is being applied in the state of Ohio and is being replaced with an increased use of liquid urea ammonium nitrate, or UAN. So looking at the differences between these two fertilizers, by default of the molecule, anhydrous ammonia has more nitrogen than UAN. It's also occasionally considered to be a benefit because it resists microbial oxidation. It stays in the ammonium form longer than UAN does. UAN, it has nitrate in the name. So there is nitrate upon application. And the rest of it converts quicker to nitrate than the ammonium, than anhydrous ammonia. It's more readily available, but now it also has a higher leach potential. So depending on what your soil is like, that could be of great concern to you. So again, the objective of this study was to compare anhydrous ammonia to UAN to see if there are any nitrogen response differences between the two. And subsequently, does one or the other have a larger risk for applications at lower yields? We chose to do the experiment at one of Ohio State's research stations. This is in Northwest Ohio on an old lake bed soil, so heavy clay. Very poor drainage. It definitely needs drainage to be productive. We evaluated both corn after corn as well as corn after soybeans, looking at rotation a little bit. We changed the hybrid being evaluated every year just to keep up in touch. So a relevant hybrid was chosen every year. We used a split in an RCBD with 4 publications over 6 years. So we were evaluating both nitrogen rate and nitrogen source. All plots received 40 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare at planting. And then at V4, they were side dressed at various nitrogen rates with either anhydrous ammonia or UAN. Both sources were incorporated. The anhydrous ammonia was knifed in. The UAN was culture injected. And then our statistical approach, we used SAS-PROC mixed to generate an ANOVA and PROC-NLIN to determine quad plateau models. So if we look at the ANOVA tables, first evaluating corn after soybeans, out of all the site years, if you look, I bolded and italicized where it was significant to ease your eyes. And if you look at just the nitrogen rate, in 2000 and 2002, there was no nitrogen rate response. That is because in those years, we had insufficient rainfall. So you're not going to see a nitrogen response during those years. Out of the remaining years, 4 out of 6 times, there was an interaction between nitrogen rate and nitrogen source. And now we will evaluate those 4 years more closely to see what happened between sources. So we have nitrogen response graphs for both anhydrous ammonia and UAN. The general nitrogen response curve looks very similar for the two of them. But if you look more closely, specifically at our agronomic optimum nitrogen rate, the anhydrous ammonia ended up needing 165 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare to achieve that optimum agronomic yield. UAN, whoops, I did not mean. UAN, however, needed 148. So in this study site year, less UAN was required than anhydrous ammonia to achieve that optimum agronomic yield. If we switch to 1999, however, the opposite was true. Only 135 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare were required for anhydrous ammonia to achieve that optimum agronomic yield versus UAN required 180. In 2001, it switches back. UAN required only 197 kilograms of nitrogen, whereas anhydrous ammonia required 216. So it's just the same, to achieve that same yield, less UAN was required than anhydrous ammonia. In 2005, anhydrous ammonia only required 158 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, but with UAN, 202 kilograms of nitrogen were required. So if we average all those years together, all the years where there was a nitrogen response curve, there was a nitrogen response, the average overall for both sources combined was 175 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare to achieve optimum agronomic yield. But if we look at the sources and compare them, on average, anhydrous ammonia required 165 kilograms of nitrogen versus UAN required 190. So on average, when there was a nitrogen response, less anhydrous ammonia was required to achieve that optimum agronomic yield than UAN. Now we'll look for corn after corn, going back to our ANOVA tables. Again, in 2002, there was no nitrogen response. That was the year where we had insufficient rainfall. When there was a nitrogen response, 4 out of 5, 6 times, there was an interaction between nitrogen rate and nitrogen source. Again, if we evaluate those more closely, the nitrogen response curves are slightly different than when we evaluated corn after soybeans, but it's still a response curve. And here, 180 kilograms of anhydrous ammonia 180 kilograms of nitrogen from anhydrous ammonia was required to achieve agronomic optimum yield versus UAN required 224. In 2004, the response curves look slightly different, but the agronomic optimum nitrogen rates are identical. Anhydrous ammonia required 180, UAN required 224. Switching over to 2005, the same basic conclusion is made. Anhydrous ammonia only required 171 versus UAN required 224. So when we average them all together, again, looking at all the years where there was a nitrogen response, on average from both sources, 203 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare were required to reach optimum agronomic yield. When we evaluate the sources, anhydrous ammonia required 186 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare on average versus UAN on average required 224 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So in conclusion, 5 out of the 11 site years where there was a nitrogen response, anhydrous ammonia achieved that maximum agronomic yield with a lower nitrogen rate than UAN. Out of those same 11 site years, 2 times the UAN achieved a maximum agronomic yield at a lower nitrogen rate than anhydrous ammonia. So the evaluation of the average response curve shows that on average, the agronomic optimum nitrogen rate is 25 and 38 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare less for anhydrous ammonia in comparison to UAN for corn after soybeans and corn after corn, respectively. So the use of anhydrous ammonia at lower nitrogen rates represents a lower risk on yield loss than UAN, especially in the process of switching to nitrogen recommendations that incorporate optimum economic return. As we showed in the introduction, the recommendations are probably going to lower when you're looking at the economics. And so if you're going to lower your nitrogen recommendation rate, anhydrous ammonia represents a lower risk of yield loss than UAN does. And so Ohio State should incorporate that into recommendations to include that risk difference between sources. There are my citations, and does anyone have any questions? Yes, sir.
During the years of your study, were there any differences in the price of the two nitrogen sources in addition to your UNR differences?
We did. I can't answer that question offhand. When we put together the graph at the very beginning, incorporating prices, we had to kind of look at the overall average, but that is trying to be reflected to keep those prices current. But prices are always changing, so it's a little hard for your graph.
It normally had hydrogen, it's a bit cheaper.
Right, right.
Other questions?
I'm not familiar with the research stations. Were these plots irrigated or rainfall?
They are rain-fed. It receives plenty of rain. The soils are very poorly drained, and so you need drainage tile. But yeah, then they're rain-fed.
Any other questions? Okay.
Thank you.